Across the United States, mobile and manufactured homeowners are without the same access to the American dream as their neighbors with site-built homes. That's because mobile homes are often classified as personal property, like a car or a boat. And converting them to real property, like a house, can be complicated. As a result, mainstream mortgages are out of reach. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson reports, in Wyoming, one feisty homeowner decided to take action.
I'm sitting with Jason Halverson at the Wyoming State Legislature. He's here to watch Governor Matt Mead sign a piece of legislation that will change his fate.
Are you nervous?
No, this is the end. The nervousness was 9 months ago when I got told no at the bank.
Representative Tyler Lindholm presents the bill and introduces the governor to Halverson.
He brought me this issue, and this has been by far the hardest piece of legislation I've ever worked on. And I'm really glad that we're closing up this hole for individuals like Jason.
Thank you, Representative. Jason, thanks for bringing it to our attention. I appreciate it very much. House and Broldax 62, House Bill.
It took about 5 seconds for the governor to sign the bill into law. But for Halverson, this marks the end of a long fight to be able to refinance his home because of an oversight in Wyoming's title law.
How do you feel now?
Relieved.
A week before the signing, while the bill was still working its way through the legislature, I met up with Halverson. He's about 6'4 with a big old beard. Several years ago, Halverson was offered a job as a mechanic he couldn't refuse. So good that his wife and two kids traded in their big fancy home in Gillette for a double wide in Wheatland.
I made 7 trips down here in 2 weeks to find homes. I looked at homes, looked at homes, looked at homes. This was the only one that would even remotely fit what I needed. And I knew it wasn't perfect, but the price was okay and I could make it work.
It doesn't look like much on the outside, but it's nicely finished on the inside. He gives me a tour of all the work he's done.
The master bathroom, the kitchen, the dining room, the second bathroom, and the laundry
room. His real pride and joy is the garage.
This building stopped at that wall. So everything from that wall this way is new. All of the concrete's new. Now this is a disaster area because I'm still in the remodel process, but my shop.
And after making all those upgrades, Halverson wanted to refinance. At the time, interest rates were good, and he knew that if he shortened the life of his mortgage, he'd save himself about $50,000 in the long run. So he went to see banker Georgianne Martinez. But Martinez couldn't help Halverson because he didn't have the manufacturer's statement of origin for his manufactured home.
It's kind of like a flimsy little piece of paper, and people don't think it's important. So they don't realize that, I mean, it's a very important piece of paper that needs to be taken down to the courthouse.
Which the previous owner never did. Halverson reached out to him, but the guy had since passed away. He went to the county clerk to get a duplicate, and the clerk told him it was not possible. To give you some context for the frustration, imagine you've just won a free vacation to a beach, say, in Mexico. When you go to apply for a passport, you discover that your mom has lost your birth certificate. And then the government says, sorry, we don't have a law that allows you to get a new one. Martinez says Halverson is not her first customer to hit this obstacle.
You know, I would say in the customers that I've helped, I might see it like 50% of the time.
Martinez can still get mobile homeowners financing even without all the paperwork, but the options have higher unfixed rates. She says at that point, a lot of people just walk away.
But Jason, I mean, he doesn't accept no for an answer. Most people would have just stopped and gave up. You know, when you get to those government issues and you're like, well, what am I going to do? There's nothing I can do. He doesn't accept that. You know, he just keeps going.
So after a no at the bank and a no at the county clerk's office, his next stop was his coworker, Tyler Lindholm, who happens to be a representative in the Wyoming State Legislature.
He brought me this situation one time during lunch break and said, hey, this is happening. Can we fix this? And that started all of this.
And when Representative Lindholm looked into it, he found that there were some counties that would reissue titles and others, like Platte County, where Halverson lives, that would not. He realized this was a much bigger issue of legal inequality.
I mean, you've stranded an entire class of people from being able to obtain a loan, which that's not fair, that's not right, and that's why I'm really happy this is getting done.
This is not just an issue facing Wyoming. 18 million Americans live in manufactured housing. It's 15% of the housing stock for rural Americans, and there's no consistency in the way states handle titling laws. That's according to Doug Ryan, director of affordable homeownership at the Corporation for Enterprise Development. He says Wyoming's House Bill 56 is important right now for the whole country.
Affordable housing is in a crisis in many markets across the country, and manufactured housing or mobile homes are a very inexpensive alternative, and that's why states really need to be more creative and more aggressive in ensuring that these types of homes are truly part of the housing system.
New Hampshire, Vermont, and Oregon have the most favorable titling laws, but most states are somewhere in between, like Wyoming. Halverson is proud he took his fight all the way to the governor's desk, but he's not convinced that Wyoming's new law will cure the problem. He says it will only help homeowners if...
if they're willing to dig into the law to find that they can do this to get out of it.
Halverson cautions that not all county clerks will go out of their way to inform mobile homeowners that they can now get titles reissued. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.